Welcome, dear listeners, to our scary stories. When the world sleeps and shadows take form, we delve deep into tales that chill the bones and linger in the mind. Tonight, we've unearthed a tale that might just keep you awake, long after our story ends. So, gather round, lean in, and let the darkness envelop you. Let's begin. A symphony of brisk winds played a mournful tune across the dense forest, making the towering pine trees sway in melancholy dance. Nestled amidst the thick woods was a cabin, its aged wooden panels bearing the scars of many a storm. It stood solemn and isolated, like a forgotten relic of a time past, guarded by the silent sentinels of the forest. In the waning light of a gray evening, the teen began to emerge. Victor, a tall and broad-shouldered man with sharp features, led the way. Every step he took was calculated, his steel-gray eyes always scanning, always appraising. Confidence emanated from him, but so did a tangible air of arrogance. Close on his heels was Lydia, her petite frame weighed down by the bulky equipment bag on her back. A cascade of curly black hair framed her face, which was fixed in intense concentration as she adjusted the dials and checked the readings on her gadgets. Behind them, four individuals trailed, clearly out of their element. Callum's fingers twitched nervously, Grace's eyes darted to every sound. Amber clutched her jacket closer against the cold, and Miles kept looking over his shoulder as if expecting a shadow to be lurking just behind. "Here," Victor announced, standing at the entrance of the cabin. "This is where we'll catch him." Lydia rolled her eyes discreetly but got straight to work, her nimble fingers arranging sophisticated cameras, infrared sensors, and sound equipment. "We need the EVP recorder on the west window and thermal cameras at every entrance," she instructed the newcomers, her voice firm but patient. Miles gulped. "Are you sure this will work?" His voice trembled, betraying his anxiety. Victor shot him a disdainful look. "It's Bigfoot, not a ghost. Physical traps, cameras, and baits will do the job." Just as they were settling into their roles, a crackling static sounded from a nearby radio. "Attention all residents and travelers," a voice broke through, grainy but urgent. "Severe snowstorm approaching. Please seek immediate shelter." Amber's face turned a shade paler. "We should pack up and leave." Victor snorted. "A bit of snow won't deter me. We stay." "But Victor," Gray started. "No arguments," Victor's voice was as cold as the coming frost. "We have one night to make history." As the first flakes of snow began to drift down, Lydia glanced up at the darkening sky. She felt a shiver run down her spine, and it wasn't just from the cold. The forest, the cabin, and the impending storm seemed to close in around them. The ethereal beauty of the snowfall was tainted by an air of foreboding. Callum, trying to lighten the mood, joked, "Who knows, Bigfoot might just want to join us by the fire to escape this cold." Everyone offered a nervous chuckle, but it was clear that the real terror wasn't just the beast they hunted. It was the unknown they faced together, in a world where nature's fury was often more unpredictable than any legend. The cozy warmth of the cabin interior contrasted sharply with the biting cold outside. The dim glow of electric lamps illuminated the space, casting soft, flickering shadows on the wooden walls. Machines, screens, and tools were spread out on every available surface, blinking, whirring, and creating a symphony of technological hums. Miles huddled close to the fireplace, the flames casting a golden hue on his face, highlighting his apprehensive features. Grace sat beside him, her hand absent-mindedly drawing patterns on the frost-covered window pane. Lydia was engrossed, her eyes darting from one screen to the next, adjusting antennas and cables. She had created a makeshift control room, hoping that their high-tech gear would give them an edge in their perilous endeavor. Amber and Callum helped her, handing tools and noting down any anomalies. Victor paced, a predatory glint in his eyes, his every step echoing his impatience. Suddenly, a sharp scream, high-pitched and alien, pierced the monotonous drone of the equipment. The chilling sound seemed to resonate from every direction, wrapping the cabin in its eerie embrace. Every head snapped up, eyes wide, as the scream faded as suddenly as it had appeared. "What on earth was that?" Amber's voice trembled. "That wasn't any animal I've ever heard," Callum whispered, glancing at the others for reassurance. Lydia swiftly moved to one of the screens, rewinding a few seconds. "Listen," she commanded. The scream played again, making the hairs on the back of everyone's neck stand up. "That's our sign," Victor declared, excitement replacing his earlier impatience. "Bigfoot is near." Not waiting for a response, he grabbed a flashlight and beckoned for the others to follow. With a mixture of fear and exhilaration, the team stepped out into the night. The snow was coming down harder now, covering the ground in a thick white blanket. Their breaths formed misty clouds in the cold air, and every step they took produced a soft crunch. It didn't take long to find the first of the massive footprints. Each print was larger than any human's and bore the distinct mark of something powerful. The tracks led deeper into the forest, beckoning the team into the heart of the woods. Miles knelt beside one, tracing its outline with trembling fingers. "These are fresh," he murmured, a hint of wonder in his voice. Victor, always one step ahead, began issuing orders. "We need to set traps. It's our best shot at capturing him." Lydia and Amber set to work arranging motion sensor cameras around the vicinity. Callum and Miles, under Victor's watchful eye, began setting up physical traps, with nets and bait. The forest around them seemed to close in, the trees appearing as shadowy figures watching their every move. With every gust of wind and rustle of leaves, anticipation grew. There was no turning back now. The hunt was on. The once gentle snowfall had now morphed into a full-blown blizzard, each flake a sharp dart in the ferocious wind. The world outside was a curtain of white, a vast void where only the immediate was visible. The towering trees were mere silhouettes, their outlines barely discernible against the swirling snow. Inside the cabin, the atmosphere grew tense. The soft orange glow of the lamps contrasted with the cold, sterile light of the screens. The warmth provided by the crackling fire did little to ease the rising unease in the room. "The storm's a lot worse than we anticipated," Callum said, rubbing his arms in a futile attempt to ward off the chill that seemed to have settled deep in his bones. Amber peered out of the frost-coated window. "It's a wall of white out there. We might as well be blindfolded." Victor, always stoic, frowned. "This complicates things. Bigfoot could be watching us right now, and we wouldn't even know." Lydia tapped on her equipment. "Our infrared cameras should pick up any heat signatures, but the snow is causing interference." Grace chewed her lower lip in worry. "We should have heeded the storm warning." Victor shot her a scathing look but said nothing. A sudden realization dawned on Amber. "Where's Miles?" Heads turned, searching the cozy cabin interior. The realization hit them all at once. Miles was missing. "He went out to check the equipment batteries," Lydia recalled, panic creeping into her voice. Without another word, Victor grabbed his coat and flashlight, heading for the door. "Stay here. I'll find him." But Lydia was quick to respond, her protective instincts in full force. "No, we stick together." One by one, the team bundled up, ready to face the relentless storm outside. They stepped into the blizzard, the world around them reduced to a flurry of snow and shadows. Shouting Miles' name, they pushed forward, the wind howling in their ears, their voices barely carrying a few feet. The forest, once full of familiar sounds, was now eerily silent except for the roar of the storm. Every tree looked identical, every step felt like a step into the unknown. The thick blanket of snow beneath their feet concealed not only the tracks they had followed earlier, but also any sign of Miles. Hours seemed to pass, though in reality, it might have been mere minutes. The cold seeped through their clothes, numbing fingers and toes. "It's like the forest has swallowed him whole," Callum whispered, a hint of despair in his voice. Lydia's flashlight beam caught something, a piece of cloth fluttering from a low-hanging branch. She rushed over, recognizing it immediately. "It's from Miles' scarf." The team converged on the spot, scanning the surroundings. But beyond the small piece of fabric, there was no other sign of their missing companion. The weight of their situation pressed down on them. Not only were they hunting a legend, but now they were also being hunted, either by the elements or by something even more sinister lurking in the shadows of the storm. Every member of the team felt it, the thick tension that seemed to choke the very air they breathed. The forest, previously a source of mystery and allure, now felt menacing, as though a thousand unseen eyes were trained on them. The roaring blizzard from before was gradually receding, but the darkness of the night seemed even more oppressive. Callum's breath fogged up in front of him as he clutched his flashlight, its beam darting around, as if hoping to catch a glimpse of something, anything, that would explain Miles' disappearance. But the forest remained inscrutable, offering no answers. Grace tried to break the silence, her voice shaky. "We should set up a perimeter. Ensure no one else wanders off." Victor nodded, his face set in grim determination. I'll secure the east end near the brook. As the team dispersed, Lydia's focus was on the infrared camera's display. The device hummed softly in her hands. Suddenly, her heart skipped a beat. The screen displayed a vague heat signature. A tall figure stood just beyond the tree line, its outline stark against the cold surroundings. It seemed to be observing them, its form eerily still. Her voice barely more than a whisper, Lydia beckoned the nearest team member. Amber, come look at this. Amber squinted at the display, her face paling. Is that? Before she could finish her sentence, the figure vanished from the screen, as if it had never been there. Victor, overhearing the exchange, rushed over. What did you see? Lydia tried to calm her racing heart. Something, or someone was watching us. It was right there, she pointed, just beyond the tree line. Victor's eyes narrowed as he followed her gaze. The dense trees stood silent, their secrets hidden deep within their shadows. This changes things, he murmured. We're not just dealing with the mystery of Miles' disappearance anymore. There's something else here, and it's watching us. The team regrouped, every member now vigilant, every sound magnified in their heightened state of alert. The forest's silence felt oppressive, a tangible weight that pressed down on them. Callum, trying to keep his fear in check, spoke up, if that's Bigfoot, or even if it isn't, we need to be prepared. We're in its territory now. Amber nodded, clutching her equipment tighter. We need a plan. If it's observing us, maybe we can turn the tables and observe it. As the night deepened, the chilling notion settled amongst them. They were no longer the hunters. In this vast, cold forest, they had become the prey. Moonlight filtered through the dense canopy, casting eerie shadows that danced with the wind's subtle movements. The forest, ever watchful, seemed to hold its breath, waiting for the next act in this unfolding drama. Near a small clearing, Victor and Callum, with Lydia's guidance, were busy setting up their trap. An intricately woven net, designed to handle substantial weight, was stretched between two sturdy trees. Below it, they placed the bait, a combination of fruits, raw meat, and other items, based on research indicating Bigfoot's possible diet. Amber and Grace stood guard, ensuring that their activities remained unobserved by any potential onlookers. Every rustling leaf, every snapping twig, heightened their senses, reminding them of their vulnerability in this uncharted territory. Once the trap was set, the team retreated to a safe distance, taking cover behind some thick bushes. They sat huddled together, the cold biting into their flesh despite their warm clothing. Lydia's infrared camera was at the ready, aimed at the bait, the anticipation making her fingers twitch on the trigger. Hours seemed to stretch into an eternity. Each member lost in their thoughts, images of Miles, the mysterious figure, and the looming threat of the unknown playing in a loop in their minds. Then, a distinct noise, soft padding footsteps, broke the night stillness. Lydia's grip on the camera tightened. A bait seemed to move ever so slightly, the meat and fruits shifting. "He's here," whispered Grace, her breath white in the chill. Suddenly, the net sprang into action, triggered by the movement below. It swooped down with speed, enclosing the area where the bait had been. The team, heart rates elevated, raced to the site, expecting to find their elusive prey. But as they reached the trap, their faces reflected a mix of confusion and growing fear. The bait was gone, but the net was eerily empty. No creature, no Bigfoot. Victor, his usual stoic demeanor showing cracks, examined the ground. "Look," he pointed. A new set of tracks imprinted the snow, a set much larger and deeper than the ones they had seen earlier. Callum knelt, his hand hovering over the fresh imprint. "These are massive, far bigger than any we've come across." Lydia, trying to maintain her composure, snapped a picture. "If this is Bigfoot, it's unlike any version we've heard of." Victor stood, a grave look on his face. "We're not dealing with an ordinary creature. It's intelligent, maybe even more than we are." The implications of their discovery weighed heavily on them. An intelligent being, with a size and strength they had underestimated, now aware of their presence. Amber, her voice shaking, murmured, "We came to capture a monster, but what if we've awakened something far more terrifying?" Victor's determination was evident in every step he took, every decision he made. His eyes, usually brimming with confidence, bore a glint of defiance against the unseen force that toyed with them in this frigid wilderness. With the weight of leadership pressing down on him, he knew it was time to take the initiative. "I'm heading out," Victor declared, adjusting the radio strap to his chest. "We need more intel on this creature." Lydia, concern evident in her eyes, approached him. "Are you sure?" After what happened with Miles, I've been doing this for 2 decades, Lit. I won't be gone long. Just need a lay of the land, he assured her, his voice firm yet gentle. Keep the radio on, Callum reminded him, handing over a small flashlight. And remember, we're a team. Don't take unnecessary risks. Nodding his acknowledgement, Victor ventured into the depth of the woods. His footsteps were measured, his eyes scanning the surroundings, ever alert to any movement or sound. Back at the camp, the group clustered around the radio, straining to hear Victor's periodic updates. His voice, clear and calm, narrated his movements, painting a picture of his surroundings for those back at base. I'm approaching the river bend, Victor's voice came through the radio, static intermingling with his words. Tracks, still visible, leading further north. Time seemed to slow down, with only the occasional radio update breaking the tension. However, as the minutes turned into hours, Victor's updates grew less frequent, his voice carrying a hint of weariness. Then, without warning, his voice went silent. Victor, Lydia tried after a prolonged silence, her voice tinged with worry. Come in, Victor. The radio offered only static in response. Each member exchanged anxious glances, the weight of their situation growing heavier with each passing second. Amber's fingers nervously tapped on the table, her gaze fixed on the radio. Something's wrong. We need to. Suddenly, the radio crackled to life, interrupting her. They all leaned in, expecting to hear Victor's voice. But what came through the speakers was the same high-pitched, inhuman scream they'd heard before. The chilling sound reverberated through the cabin, its echo lingering long after it stopped. Lydia's face went pale, her hand trembling as she gripped the radio. That was the same sound from before, the one from the scanner. Grace, her eyes wide with fear, whispered, what could have done that? What did Victor find? Callum, taking a deep breath, steadied himself. We need to find him. We can't let whatever's out there get another one of us. The team, now more united than ever, prepared to embark on a mission not just to uncover the truth, but to save one of their own from the looming shadows of the forest. The cold air seemed even more biting as the team, bound by a shared purpose, stepped out of the cabin. Snowflakes danced around them, sticking to their eyelashes and stinging any exposed skin. The forest, once a place of adventure and mystery, now appeared as a colossal labyrinth filled with dread. Lydia, with her infrared camera, led the way. Her breath came out in visible puffs, matching the rhythm of her racing heart. Behind her, Callum, Grace, and Amber walked in a close formation, their eyes darting from tree to tree, alert to every shadow and movement. The snow crunched under their boots, the only sound apart from their labored breathing. Each step they took further into the woods felt like a leap into the unknown. Suddenly, the same blood-curdling scream pierced the air, causing them to halt abruptly. Lydia's infrared camera captured nothing out of the ordinary, but their instincts told a different story. Did you hear that? Grace whispered, her voice trembling. It came from the left. No, Callum countered, it was definitely from the right. Amber's eyes widened as realization dawned on her. It's coming from multiple directions. We're being surrounded. Panic surged within the group. The forest, with its towering trees and thick underbrush, felt like a tightening noose. Shadows seemed to stretch and shift, playing tricks on their eyes. We need to stay together, Lydia urged, her voice wavering. Safety in numbers. Taking heed, the team formed a tight circle, backs to one another, ensuring they had a 360-degree view of their surroundings. Callum reached into his bag and pulled out flares, handing one to each member. If you see something, anything, light it up. Minutes felt like hours. Each rustle, each broken branch seemed amplified, sending jolts of fear through their spines. The tension was thick enough to slice through. Without warning, another scream, closer and more guttural than before, rang out. In response, Amber, in sheer panic, ignited her flare. The bright red light illuminated the forest, casting long, menacing shadows. To their horror, tall silhouettes, standing on 2 feet with broad shoulders, could be seen moving swiftly between the trees. The figures seemed to be drawing nearer, their intentions unclear. We need to move, Lydia shouted, gripping her camera tightly. Back to the cabin. The team, driven by adrenaline, raced through the snow, their footsteps a desperate rhythm in the silent forest. As they neared the cabin, one thing was clear. The chase had only just begun. The chilling wind whistled through the trees, carrying with it the desperate panting of the team as they ran. Branches snagged at their clothes, and the uneven terrain threatened to trip them with every step. Just when the cabin came into view, Lydia realized something was amiss. "Wait," she gasped, pausing momentarily to catch her breath. "Where's Callum and Grace?" Amber and Lydia exchanged a look of pure dread. During their frenzied escape and the disarray and confusion, two of their team members had vanished. Without wasting a moment, they rushed into the cabin, the weight of their situation sinking in. The door slammed shut with a deafening thud, resonating like a finality. Amber swiftly moved furniture, piling it against the door, transforming the cozy cabin into a makeshift fortress. As the hours rolled on, the cabin grew colder. The once comforting crackle of the fireplace now felt distant. Every creak, every rustling leaf outside magnified their anxiety. But it was the noises that were unfamiliar, the ones that shouldn't be there, that kept them on edge. Scratches against the walls, soft thuds on the roof, and a persistent tapping against the windows. "Did we bring this upon ourselves?" Amber whispered, her voice shaky. "By trying to capture something we don't understand." Lydia, clutching the infrared camera close to her chest, looked around the dimly lit room. "We have to stay vigilant. Whatever is out there, it knows we're in here." Throughout the night, they took turns watching, ensuring one of them always kept an eye on the windows and doors. The snowstorm outside had turned the landscape into a blank canvas of white, but the knowledge of lurking dangers prevented any appreciation of its beauty. As dawn's first light began to filter through the thick curtains, Lydia, exhausted from her vigil, nudged Amber, signaling for her to take over. But as her eyes swept the room, panic overtook her. "Where's Amber?" The bed she had been resting on lay disheveled and empty. The window next to it hung wide open, snowflakes gently drifting inside, covering Amber's footprints that led to the ominous forest beyond. Lydia's heart raced. From a team of six, only she remained. The sanctuary of the cabin had been breached. Whatever was outside was intelligent, patient, and getting bolder with every passing moment. Snow-laden trees surrounded Lydia, their tall forms providing little comfort. Her heart raced, her thoughts darting to her vanished teammates. But amidst her anxiety, she noticed a familiar figure stumbling out of the tree line. "Callum," she called out, relief flooding her as she rushed to his side. Bloodied, with his clothes torn, Callum was in no condition to explain what had happened, but his presence provided a brief respite from the unyielding fear. "We need shelter," he murmured, pointing towards a formation just beyond the trees. A dark entrance loomed against the white backdrop, a cave. The two of them, supporting one another, trudged through the deep snow and entered the cavern. The sudden drop in temperature made their breaths frost in the air, and the vastness of the cave made their footsteps echo, bouncing off the cold, damp walls. As they ventured deeper, hoping to evade their pursuer, a sound sliced through the quiet, reverberating through the cave's chambers, a familiar, haunting scream, amplified by the acoustics of their newfound refuge. They both paused, the dread returning tenfold. Hoping to find an exit or a place to hide, Lydia shone her torchlight around. The beam fell upon the walls which, to her astonishment, were adorned with ancient drawings. At first glance, they appeared like primitive art forms, but as she looked closer, a narrative began to form. The drawings depicted tall, humanoid creatures with broad shoulders and sharp features, strikingly similar to Bigfoot. These beings stood protectively around trees, animals, and what looked like sacred symbols. Humans, much smaller in scale, were shown on the periphery, some appearing to be worshipping the creatures, while others showed clear signs of conflict. "It seems," Callum whispered, piecing together the story told by the drawings, "we've invaded their sacred land. They're not the monsters, we are." Lydia nodded, the weight of their actions pressing down on her. "We came with the intent to capture, without understanding or respecting their space. And now, we're paying the price." In the midst of the cave, surrounded by centuries of history, Lydia and Callum felt an overwhelming sense of remorse. Their quest for adventure and discovery had led them, and their friends, into peril, blinded by ambition and curiosity. As they sat, contemplating their next move, the echoes of the cave whispered tales of reverence, respect, and boundaries that should never have been crossed. Lydia's eyelids fluttered open, her vision blurry. The dank, cold air of the cave was gone, replaced by the soft crunch of leaves beneath her. Slowly, memories of the previous events returned. The cave, the drawings, and Callum's hushed words. But where was Callum? She pushed herself up, her body protesting with every move. The only sound breaking the chilling silence was a distant, otherworldly scream, eerily reminiscent of the one they had heard on their equipment. Her heart raced, the weight of her solitude pressing down on her. Without waiting another moment, Lydia hastily gathered her backpack, which contained a few supplies, and bolted in the opposite direction of the scream. Every snap of a twig, every rustle of leaves sent a jolt of terror down her spine. The forest was an orchestra of shadows and sounds, each one more menacing than the last. The screams came again, echoing through the trees. But there was something distinct about them now. They were getting louder, closer. Lydia's breath came in ragged gasps as she forced her legs to move faster, not daring to look back. Hope ignited within her as the dense forest began to give way to patches of light. The trees started to thin, revealing the familiar sight of asphalt, a highway. She could hear the hum of distant traffic. Freedom was just beyond the trees. Then she heard another sound, the gentle purring of an engine growing louder. A car was approaching. Pushing her tired legs, she burst through the tree line, her momentum causing her to stumble onto the road. The sudden appearance of a figure on the highway caused the driver of the approaching car to slam on his brakes. The car skidded, coming to a screeching halt just inches from Lydia. A middle-aged man with wide, terrified eyes jumped out, rushing towards her. "Are you okay?" he began, but his voice trailed off as he looked past Lydia. Emerging from the forest was a massive silhouette, its form blurred by the dusk. It moved with an agility that seemed impossible for its size. Before the man could react, the creature reached Lydia, wrapping its enormous hand around her. The world around her darkened as she was dragged back into the forest's depths. The driver stood motionless, the chilling silence once again enveloping the scene. He stared into the forest, the monstrous silhouette disappearing into the shadows, Lydia's faint cries growing distant. Terror gripped him as the reality of what he had just witnessed sank in. The forest stood tall and foreboding, hiding secrets that few could fathom. He was left with a story that seemed too incredible to share, yet too haunting to forget. The echoes of Lydia's screams would forever be etched in his memory, a grim reminder of the unknown lurking just beyond the tree line. And so, our journey through the shadows concludes for tonight. Dear listeners, remember, as you lay in bed and the night's silence grows, our stories are born from whispers of truth. Until next time, keep your lights on and your doors locked. Farewell from our scary stories. Sleep, if you can.